Forget soccer mom and NASCAR dad. The hot voter du jour is the strategist.
Commentator James Poniewozik.
Democratic primary and caucus goers are picking their candidates less on the basis of whom they like best than on the basis of electability. That is, whom they think everybody else will like best. The pundits say voters are becoming more sophisticated. What they really mean is voters are becoming more like pundits. Voting, like so many things in this media age, is becoming a postmodern hall of mirrors. Not what do I think of candidate X, but what do I think you'll think of candidate X. It's crafty. It's pragmatic. But is it actually a good way to pick an electable candidate? It's incredibly condescending, for starters. Essentially, it assumes that you're smarter than every other voter. The electability arguments for Kerry and Clark, for instance, boil down to the assumption that all those other idiots will be hypnotized by their shiny medals. John Edwards? All those hillbillies out in hillbilly land just love those southern accents. Howard Dean? Hey, those kids nowadays can't get enough of that internet. At heart, this is really a loser's philosophy. You're tacitly saying that the rest of the country does not share your beliefs, that if you chose the candidate who best represented you, the electorate would reject you. You're saying that politics is a con game, and you just want to make sure your con artist is better than theirs. Of course, politics isn't about honor, it's about winning. But the problem with voting like a pundit is that pundits have spent the better part of the last decade mispredicting the results of elections. Someone who was agonizing over the 2004 election in 2002 is the last person who can read the mind of the typical voter, who tends to make his or her own decisions in between picking up the dry cleaning and dropping off last night's videos. That's the problem with the electability strategy. It pretends you can understand the hearts of people whom you cannot possibly fathom. Few Democrats, especially hardcore primary voters, actually understand why over 50 million people voted for George W. Bush. Or rather, they think they do, but essentially they believe that people voted for President Bush because they're stupid, greedy, or gullible. Likewise, Republicans spent 8 apoplectic years sputtering over why people kept supporting the theoretically unelectable Bill Clinton. That's not just arrogant, it's bad politics. I still don't know who I'm voting for, if anyone, come primary time. But I do know this. I'm barely smart enough to make my own political choices, much less guess yours. Call me old-fashioned, but I'd rather vote for someone I like. And who knows? I could just be stupid enough to pick a winner.
James Poniewozik writes for Time magazine.